President Donald Trump today signed the 2018 National Defense Authorization Act into law.
This historic legislation demonstrates our unwavering commitment to our men and women in uniform, the greatest fighting force in the history of the world, and we're making it a lot better than even that.
The law authorizes nearly $700 billion for the military, about $150 billion above the spending cap established by the Budget Control Act. The amount is a big increase over 2017 spending. Senator Dan Sullivan praised the bill's inclusion of more money for missile defense, including $200 million for a new missile field at Fort Greely near Fairbanks and 20 new interceptors that would be housed there. Sullivan is a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee and one of the committees responsible for drafting the annual authorization bill. The new law sets policy, and even though it includes dollar figures, it does not guarantee funding. Matt Vallone, research director at the consulting firm Avascent Analytics, says the authorizing law is more of an opening bid in the yearly debate about how much to spend on defense. Vallone says the members of the appropriations committees usually aim for a lower number.
But appropriators are the ones that make the final decision on what spending is going to be, and they're the ones who will sort of have final say when they pass an appropriations omnibus, either later this month or more likely sometime in January.
Vallone says he expects the final spending bill will be a few billion less than what the law signed today authorizes. But with the North Korean threat looming, Vallone says he expects Congress will approve increased spending on missile defense.